Okay, Mishnah Dalet, Ein Kosvin Shtari Chov B'mor. You're not allowed to write up documents for a loan, in other words, contracts for a loan, on Chol HaMoed. Now, why not? Well, so Reuven is lending Shimon money, so Reuven can just lend the money, and they can write up the contract later, after Chol HaMoed. Vim Inum Amino, but if the Malve, the person lending the money, doesn't trust the Lovi, doesn't trust the borrower, so then, Osha Ein Lo, or the, for example, the scribe, who's going to be writing up the document, he doesn't have any money. He doesn't have what to eat for Yom Tov, and he desperately needs to be able to make a little bit of money so that he can pay for something for Yom Tov. Then you are allowed to write up the documents on Chol HaMoed. In Kosvin Sfarim, Tfilin, Mezuzas, B'moed. You're not allowed to write up Sfarim, which means even Sifrei Torah, you're not allowed to write up. You're not allowed to write up the Parshios for Tfilin. You're not allowed to write up the Parshios for Mezuzas on Chol HaMoed. V'ein Magihin Os Achas Afilu B'Sefer Hazara. You're not allowed to edit even a single letter, even in the Sefer Torah that was kept in the Hazara that the Kohen Gadol would read on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kosev Adam Tfilin Mezuzos La'atma. A person is allowed to write up the parshas for Tfilin or for Mezuzos if it's for his own personal use, as long as he is not writing them up for sale. The Tova Al Yerecho Tchelis Tzitziso. And a person is allowed to spin on his thigh a strand for Tchelis for his Tzitzis. In other words, typically the way that they would spin the fibers into a strand would be by spinning it, by holding the fibers in between their fingers, or by using a pelach in order to do the spinning. But so if you use a shino, if you do the spinning by rubbing the fibers against your skin, against your thigh, then you're allowed to do the spinning on Chol HaMoed. Okay, so just to speak out the Mishnah briefly, we are listing a number of things that you are not allowed to write on Chol HaMoed. Among them are, we say that you're not allowed to write up a contract for a loan on Chol HaMoed unless the Malveh doesn't trust the Loveh, or the Loveh clearly needs the money, or the scribe needs money and he needs a way to make a few dollars to be able to pay for Yom Tov. So then you're allowed to write it up, but otherwise not. Then we give a list that you're not allowed to write even Sefer Torah or Tefillin or Mezuzos on Chol HaMoed. You're not allowed to edit even the Sefer Torah that was kept in the Hazara. And Reb Yehuda says, actually, you're allowed to write up a Tefillin and Mezuzos, the parshas for Tefillin and Mezuzos, as long as it's for personal use, not if you're going to be selling it. And finally, you're allowed to spin the strand for Tzitzis, for Tcheles, as long as you do it using a shina by spinning it on your thigh.